B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Matthew Wilder right there. Nothing's going to break my stride. 642, 24 degrees in Boston. Let's get into some laundry right now.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
What's in the laundry today, LBF?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're going to talk about Britney Spears and how everyone's a monster, but in particular, some of the media and Diane Sawyer, who I thought was fairly nice, but she fell victim to getting the scoop. Before we get to that, can we wish this sweet SOB a happy 78th birthday today?
Yes, we can.
Now, funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
78 today.
78 years old.
Sweet SOB.
Yep. You know, he was like involved in the Four Seasons and finding it. Remember, like, did you see that Jersey Boys movie play?
Yeah.
Joe Pesci was involved in that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, he was like somebody who got the band together. He's a random dude, that Joe Pesci.
Well, you just think about
short
it.
Short little wonder.
Yeah, of all people that who said, I'm going to be a movie star, he's Joe Pesci.
Has he ever done anything, like, serious? Like, did he ever go outside of that?
Well, Goodfellas. So
no, but, I mean, serious, like, completely against type.
I don't know.
Because, like, you know, everyone does that. Even Jim Carrey does, like, a serious movie. Adam Sandler, Robert De Niro. Yeah. But I think Joe Pesci has played the same person all the time.
Didn't you guys find his beach house for sale?
Yeah, it's hideous. Yeah. It's in Lavalette, New Jersey, which is kind of...
What's the asking?
6.5, 8 bed, 8 bath, 7,200 square feet.
It looks like it looks like an 80s mansion.
Miami Vice set.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
It's
for
hideous.
Sale.
Yep.
But you know what? They're not making new beaches. So
nope, they are not making new beaches. Hey, also...
Oh, new beaches. Oh,
yeah, okay. Yeah. They might be making some new
just
beaches.
Worth noting, too, it's Carole King's 79th today.
Can
Mia Farrow's 76.
That's sweet.
Yes.
No.
That's sweet, yes. And Judith Light, 72. Who's the boss?
Ah, that's right.
Come on.
Wow.
What a day to be alive.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this, shall we? All right, so there's this new documentary called Framing Britney Spears, and it's on Hulu, and I watched it over the weekend. I watched it Saturday morning with Dave. It ruined my day.
Wow.
Because it is so shocking. Now, in the before times, I was like, what's this hashtag Free Britney baloney? Whatever. She had a breakdown. Her father takes care of her. Who cares?
Give me the elevator pitch. What's the takeaway?
The takeaway is that her father and all these lawyers are taking advantage of Britney Spears. She's a moneymaker.
Yeah.
And she is essentially treated like a person who has no idea what is going on around her.
But
when you have a conservatorship, it's usually when a person's completely incapacitated.
Yeah.
Whether, like, they cannot make decisions on their own behalf.
Do you think
she
can?
Absolutely. Because she's performing and making money and doing all these things. I'm worried about her. Mm. But I worry about her more not because of her mental health. I worry about her because of the people taking advantage
Golden goose.
Exactly. Yep. She's 39 years old. She can't do anything without her father's permission except make money. He can tell her, you're going to do this perfume commercial. You're going to do this in Vegas. She finally said, I'm not going to do a Vegas show until this ends. And she's gone in front of a judge. But the thing is when you see what led up to this breakdown, the famous breakdown of Britney Spears losing her children, shaving her head, and attacking a car with paparazzi in it, it's just unbelievable what we all put her through. She was 22 years old when...
What's it called again?
It's called Framing Britney Spears, and it's on Hulu.
Okay.
And when she was 22 years old, Diane Sawyer interviewed her, and these were the questions that she asked of her, 22, just 6 years in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like your voice? What happened to your clothes? Well, what's this about? No kidding. What is it about? Is it about shocking people?
Have you ever gone further than you wish you had?
I have to ask about Justin. He has gone on television and pretty much said, you did something that caused him so much pain. What did you do? You said, I've only slept with one person in my whole life, 2 years into my relationship with Justin.
Yeah.
And yet he's left the impression that you weren't faithful. If you were talking to your little sister now, and the girl who said that she was going to stay a virgin till she got married, do you still think there's something to be said for that?
Really? If I had an opportunity to shoot Britney Spears, I think I would.
That's really bad.
Because of the example for kids and how hard it is to be a parent and keep all of this away from your kids.
I'm not here to babysit her kids.
It's one thing not to want to be the role model anymore. It's another thing not to know that a lot of young girls are looking at this.
But am I responsible for them?
Wow. Diane Sawyer.
So that's the Diane Sawyer portion of the program. At 8:45, we're going to talk more about this and how Justin Timberlake is a monster.
No.
Yes.
JT?
Huge. Terrible what? Human
really?
Being.
Really? Really?
Yep. I have the breaking
now,
news.
That is shocking. I really sincerely wouldn't have known that. He's always like this lovable
no,
JT.
No, that's how they roll.
Bringing that sexy
terrible
back.
Terrible human being.
Well, well.
Here he has a curly mane of hair.
Yes,
you do. I want to run anyway, my fingers
yeah, okay,
through.
Yeah, fine. See, that's how it goes. That'd be at 8:40. We'll do another
all right.
deep dive. We have to. Eagles now, 6:40.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.